Look, it was lovely. Lovely for the boys to win it and get a wee bit of silverware. But look, that's all it was. It was the league. It was the pre-season, and the real action starts now. When you're at a when you're at the press night, you know things is ramping up a wee bit. So look, the season starts now for all nine teams who want to try and give a good account of themselves in Ulster.
Yeah. And you're down this road before, so you know it. You went all the way to the All Ireland last year and just missed out. So.
Yeah. Look, it was a lovely year last year. It was a great year and lots of great memories for myself and the management team. You know, it was our first year involved, but. It was sort of like a weird year last year, you know, just it was so quick with the COVID and, you know, but, you know, now you've got a wee bit of normality maybe, well, as close to normality, I suppose, as we've been in a few years where you've got time for the Ulster League and, you know, a wee bit of time for preparation and even being able to meet and just chat to the other management and players in the same room, you know, it's just lovely to be back towards that sort of thing again, so...
And what about the championship coming so quick and fast and so early?
Yeah, it's flying, you know, it's hard to believe like that we're here at this stage and that Down and Fermanagh kick it off this Saturday. But I suppose it's weird too, even the senior championship, you know.
Yeah.
You know, mid April, you know, it's usually, you know, you'd
see the final 29th of May, like?
Yeah, like it's crazy, you know. I always seen us our final day, you know, obviously I'm a teacher by trade, so you'd have saw during the summer and you'd have been off. Been off work and now like you're not even in your last month of school now and you know it's your final days on, so you know it'll be great, you know. I hope it works on had to be done for the clubs as well, and I hope it works, but it is definitely weird now to have things ramping up so early.
Talk to me about this team. I see names cropping up that I noticed last year, like Owen, Michael Holm, Con Devlin.
Yeah.
Is it, you know, have you got many of last
we
year?
We have nine lads back from last year's panel. Owen was probably the only starter throughout the year. I think five of the nine made an appearance at some stage during the championship. So, look, they got great experience from last year's run, but ultimately, and I keep saying this, you know, we've a panel of over 30 lads now, you know, so nine back. So we've built this. It's a new team, like most counties, you know what I mean? Just that's the beauty of minors, you know what I mean?
How many would have played last year?
We had about five, probably would have played at certain stages, but Owen started every match for us last year, so he's the only starter, if you want to say it back, but right. we had about five lads that got a wee bit of championship football at different stages last year.
Yeah, and tell me, how did this team do in the Buncrana Cup?
See, it was no Buncrana Cup at this age. This is the thing. Like this is a totally unknown age group because these boys haven't played since under 14s.
Yeah.
So it's totally unknown. Yeah. Nobody knows what anyone's about anywhere, I suppose. Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. It's going to be the most open championship probably in years because nobody knows anything about anyone.
Yeah, you clocked up big scores in the league. I noticed about something like 11 goals. Old, was it in some sort of
situation? I don't even know, but you know, as I said, it was a very disjointed sort of league because, you know, we were trying boys out, other teams were trying boys, like we played teams there that would tell you, like, we're missing seven or eight men, or we're trying different things out, like schools football was still heavily going at that stage.
Holding fellas back.
Yeah, so everyone's holding people back, and you know, that's, you know,
you'd never think of that.
No, absolutely not. No, we're a very straight laced teacher, we're a very straight laced profession, you know, with Mark and Marty Boyle down there, we all know about that, you know. But no, look, it's everyone's got as much a chance of winning that as anyone now, and it's really just, I'm not sure all managers in it, it's one game at a time. And you know, we're looking at Calvin. They had a great league campaign themselves, they won 3 out of 4, they finished joint top with Derry in that division and Donegal, so like that was a very competitive group, and Calvin will have took great, you know, learning from their 3-4 games, and they'll have no fear of Tyrone, like absolutely none. So you know, we're looking no further than Calvin and the challenge they're going to provide.
Have you got all the players that you want?
We have a couple of knocks and niggles, now, but like thankfully nothing long term, you know what I mean? But like we have a couple of lads maybe doubts for next week, or you know, they'll be rushing against time for next week, but you know, that's the nature of it, you know. Like these lads are playing club football in Tyrone as well. You know, they had club games last week, they've club games this week, so you know, you got to let them at it that as well. So hopefully they come through Wednesday night, and then that'll be, then we'll have 10 days and you know, get ready for Calvin.
Well, do you do much now between now and then?
No, not really. The club game's on Wednesday. This week just sort of knocks this week out because you can't really do anything after that. Then Easter weekend, you know, is a big thing as well. So, no, I'd say 3 or 4 more sessions and that'll be it, you know. It's really now about tapering it down, I suppose, a wee bit as well. But like the league was great preparation for it. So that's it. Like it's
Ely Park obviously is worth a point or two.
For who? that's a nice thing. But no, look, it's nice to be at home, but look, it's a field of grass on it and two posts either side, so Calvin will have absolutely no fear of coming to Ely Park. And like we need to be ready for a serious battle.
You won Ulster last year, you went to the All-Ireland, came within a point of winning it. I suppose that's the big goal, is it? To get back there again.
That's the dream.
Yeah.
That would be the dream, and it's the dream of everyone here. I mean this totally sincerely, and anyone that knows me will tell you it's one game at a time. Me, and I have looked I was actually asked by one of the club managers today in Tyrone what the dates were for further to the club football schedule, and I have no idea. I honestly don't know what happens after this one. I know there's a back door.
Yeah.
Not that I didn't look at it, I couldn't understand it.
A lot of people are the same boat.
Well, I'm telling you, I've looked at the 23rd of May and it's Calvin, and what happens after that then we'll find out.
The 23rd of April, you'll be looking at
23rd of April, and it's all about Calvin on that date, and whatever happens after that, I'm not quite sure, but honestly, it's one game at a time, but that's the dream that everyone has, of course.